In our second reading today from St. Paul's letter to the Ephesians, we encounter a rather interesting phrase. St. Paul exhorts the Ephesians, and also us, do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God. Do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God. What is it that grieves the Holy Spirit? What causes sadness in the Holy Spirit? It's interesting to me that St. Paul doesn't immediately talk about sins directly against God and the Holy Spirit, like taking the Lord's name in vain or keeping holy the Sabbath, the Lord's Day, Sunday. Certainly those things grieve the Holy Spirit, but St. Paul talks instead about things like bitterness, fury, anger, shouting and reviling with malice. In other words, it's factions, it's divisions, it's arguing and bickering among ourselves that grieves the Holy Spirit. We see something of this in the gospel today as well. We continue through this Bread of Life discourse, the sixth chapter of St. John's Gospel. Our Lord teaching about the Eucharist. And in the coming few weeks, he'll get even more and more explicit about how his body is true food and his blood true drink. And how we're called to eat his body and drink his blood in order to have life within us. And this provokes a certain consternation among the Jews as they hear him teaching. And we're told today that they begin to murmur among themselves about Jesus. And he says to them, very clearly, stop murmuring among yourselves. In other words, he too calls the people who hear him teach to stop causing division and dissension, and instead to live in mutual love and respect. It's that division, it's that murmuring among ourselves about others that grieves the Holy Spirit. And I don't think it's by accident that this call comes from the lips of Christ in the midst of his Bread of Life discourse. Because the Eucharist is the sacrament of communion. And that means communion not only with Jesus himself, who's truly present in the Eucharist, but it's also the sacrament of communion among us, the members of his body, the church. When we receive Holy Communion, it's a call to mutual love for one another and respect. It's a call to communion with one another. It's a call to communion as the body of Christ, the church. And when we murmur among ourselves, when we give in to bitterness, fury, anger, shouting, and reviling with malice, we falsify the sacrament that we receive here. Our Lord calls us today to reflect upon our lives, to ask, how is it that I tend to murmur? How is it that I grieve the Holy Spirit? Where do I need to strive with greater fervor, cooperating with the grace of God in order to live my life instead in communion with my brothers and sisters? As with so many things, it begins at home, does it not? The family, the church often says, is the school of virtue, because it's in our family that we first learn mutual love and respect. We have to practice it at home. Charity begins at home, the saying goes. That's where we have so many opportunities to practice mutual love and respect, communion with one another, to strive against divisions, bitterness, fury, anger, shouting and reviling. We have to practice it at home. I think it's good for us to call that to mind as we begin a new school year. This week, our Grade school starts on Wednesday, and PSR will begin the following Monday. We've been focusing and will continue to focus on virtue in our school and PSR because it's virtue that the Lord calls us to. It's virtue, those good habits, especially the virtue of charity, love for one another, that fulfills the will of God. And again, that begins at home. It begins in our families, striving to live together in love and harmony, fostering those virtues in our hearts so that also outside of our home, in the larger community of the church and the world, we can practice those virtues so that when we come forward to receive Holy Communion, it's a true sign of our communion with one another in the body of Christ. St. Paul concludes that brief but beautiful second reading today with a call to imitate Christ. And he reminded us that Christ handed himself over for us as a sacrificial offering. That's what we are called to imitate, to be willing to sacrifice in our lives as well. Sacrifice is the clearest testament of love, is it not? If I'm willing to forego my own wants and desires out of love for another, is there a more eloquent witness to love? To practice the communion to which we're called, that mutual love and respect requires sacrifice. I have to turn my eyes off of myself and instead strive to love, to serve my neighbor. So as we encounter our Lord in the Holy Mass this morning, as he's present to us, as he is every Sunday here in the Holy Eucharist, let us draw grace from him to stop murmuring among ourselves. Grace to not grieve the Holy Spirit, but instead to live in love with one another, to be willing to sacrifice for one another, to bear patiently with one another, so that we will truly become what he calls us to be, his body, in one communion with him and with one another, in charity, in love. St. Gerard Majella, pray for us.